Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Jesus Teaches Kingdom Ethics. Jesus Teaches Kingdom Ethics. Matthew 5 through 7 is commonly called the Sermon on the Mount. It is the most famous of Christ's sermons. Matthew chapter 5 through 7, Kingdom Ethics. John Phillips says, quote, "We have now come to the famous Sermon on the Mount. There is nothing to compare with it in all the literature of the world. Even the greatest of the world's moral, religious, and philosophical statements blush and stammer in the presence of this sublime declaration." End of quote. When Jesus got done with this teaching, what was the response of the people? Matthew 7, 28 and 29. And so it was, when Jesus had ended these sayings, that the people were astonished at his teaching. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Jesus taught them with the authority of the Messianic King, which he was. Thus, his profound par excellent teaching was a major evidence that he was indeed the King presenting the kingdom. But what is the significance of his teaching? Scholars have long debated this. Moody Bible Commentary, quote, "The Sermon on the Mount is probably the most famous of all the teachings of Christ, but it is difficult to determine exactly what the purpose is." But if we think in context, realizing the thematic format of Matthew, it's not that difficult. Matthew does not simply go from chapter 4 to chapter 5 without design. There is a connection here. The message in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5 through 7 continues on with the kingdom theme. The Sermon on the Mount does not present the way of salvation, but rather presents kingdom ethics, which are indicative of the repentance called for by Christ in view of the kingdom being at hand. The Sermon on the Mount amounts to a detailed explanation of what true repentance looks like in the lives of those prepared to enter into the kingdom. Bible Knowledge Commentary, quote, "Jesus' sermon, therefore, must be understood in the context of his offer of the kingdom to Israel and the need for repentance to enter that kingdom. The sermon showed how a person who is in right relationship with God, that is a true repenter, should now conduct his life. The sermon applies to Jesus' followers today, for it demonstrates the standard of kingdom righteousness God demands of his kingdom citizens." End of quote. There is a kingdom ethic applied to the church today as seen in the New Testament. We can only live out this kingdom ethic by the power of the Holy Spirit in accordance with the new covenant, which is indicative of kingdom reality. As God's people, we are kingdom people, and therefore, we are to live accordingly. The kingdom is not here yet, but we are to live in light of it as those whose citizenship is ultimately going to be in the kingdom. In chapter 4, Jesus lays down the necessity of repentance to enter the kingdom. Chapter 4, verse 17. Now, in chapters 5 through 7, he lays out how those truly repentant should then live and what is to characterize their lives. This kingdom ethic is what defines those who are truly repentant. This is what it means to live out repentance in light of the coming kingdom. Howard Voss says, "The purpose of the Sermon on the Mount, which is not to present the way of salvation, but principles of character and conduct for those who are members of the kingdom, who already belong to Christ." End of quote. As kingdom citizens, this is how God's people should live, as so instructed by the King. Now note, a couple of footnotes. Number one, Matthew 5 through 7 is the first of five major discourses in Matthew. Chapters 5 through 7, chapter 10, chapter 13, chapters 18 through 20, and chapters 24 and 25. Second, the discourse in Matthew 5 through 7, has similarities to what has been called the Sermon on the Plain in Luke 6, 17 through 49. But it also has dissimilarities. Therefore, it is debated as to whether these are two different sermons on two different occasions or whether they are just overlap in terms of content. Matthew 5:1. And seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Some see two different groups here, namely the multitudes in one group and the disciples in another. Luke 6:17 mentions a crowd of his disciples, but also a great multitude of people. That seems to emphasize a distinction between those merely in the crowd and those who were his disciples. The multitudes are those referenced at the end of chapter 4. The word disciple means learner or follower. And note the emphasis says they were his disciples, indicating some level of personal commitment. The emphasis here is on those who were learning followers coming to him as he was seated on the mount, perhaps near Capernaum. Often this was the posture of rabbis or teachers when they went to teach. They would sit down in a prominent place so they could easily be heard while the listeners would characteristically stand. Maybe we could try that. On a Sunday morning, all the learners could stand for an hour while I teach. I'm sure that would cut down on sleeping. All those at home listening via the internet could get out of their recliners and stand up for the duration of this message. I think we're onto something here. And it's biblical. Just kidding, of course. But it is biblical. Matthew 5:2. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, disciples are learners, and learners need a teacher. And in this case, it was the king spelling out his kingdom ethic to his disciples who had evidently responded to the message to repent in view of the coming kingdom. Jesus now goes on to explain what is to define kingdom people. Repentance comes first, which is to be followed by kingdom living, indicative of true repentance. 1 Thessalonians 2:11 and 12. As you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father does his children, that you would walk worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. Walk worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.